Blog Talk Radio.
Live in the day with Jay Friday, guys. I am your host. Hey, I'm glad that you were able to join me for yet another great show. Got a lot of great things we're going to talk about today. I really want to discuss, you know, I know it's been old news, but I want to discuss the statue at the Guest House. It's starting to make noise again, and I'm going to share, you know, guys, I'm on that Council of Understanding, and I'm going to share my experience on that council, and it was very interesting. Outcome was very interesting. It was very interesting. The report that was within the Council of Understanding was very interesting. A lot of things that people don't know, and if you wasn't there, you probably wouldn't know. But it wasn't as easy as everybody thinks it was. And it was as simple as I think it was. It was a hot mess. I'm going to share some of the things that happened with me during my time on that Council of Understanding over the Confederate statue. It was interesting stuff. Number 515-602-653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit more about the last Independent Artist Festival. Performed, and we'll talk about the group Platinum Pops. They're getting ready to make some big things. They're getting ready to do some jazz in Gastonia. You guys have come check them out. I'm going to tell the venue later, hopefully, maybe. But there's some things that worked out, but you will hear Platinum playing in Gastonia. It's going to be really, upscale. For you and your significant kids out, just listen to some jazz, have some food, drink on or whatever. But I promise you, Platinum Vibes is gonna put you in that realm to where you're gonna be willing to do have a good time. You'll be willing to have a good time. Wanna have a good time and treat us out, take ourselves out to have a good time. But this is one of the things where I promise you, you need. Experience. Number to call is 515-602-653. I'm going to explain to you guys, I have so many people asking me about numbers that I put the new venture that the show's going on, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that, and we're going to talk about it. I hope I can garner support. It is a big move. It's some big things happening. The show is growing. The show is definitely expanding. Ending, and I'm taking it with me. I told you that from the beginning of a platform I land. I'm taking it with me. I will never, ever, ever leave you guys because I do a show for you. 515-602-9653. I want you guys to definitely sit back, relax, because you're a lot in the day. Okay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie. I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk. And they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk, flow mile again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way that you get on and do my thing. And I
about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to ballin' out of control. Eating with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22, but in the hospital. Four biological children plus one and one possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, enterprise.
All right, all right. I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the folks I'm going to bring.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-2263. That number again is 515-602. Before I talk about some of the crazy stuff that with on this understanding, I want to say I really appreciate the ones that come out and supported the 10th Annual Independence Festival. It was really dope. The artists were really dope. Opportunities come at festival. You guys supported the vendor that was there. You guys supported, and that's what it's all about. Now, was it wall to wall packed house? But okay, because I told you, I didn't care if we had one or two. We were gonna have this festival. We had a whole lot more than two, so I don't get it twisted. The festival was very successful, and I really appreciate the love and support that we got. From the Independent Artist Festival, it was really a good evening. It was a good evening for artists. It was a good evening for independent artists, and it was a good evening for the community. So we get to gear up and do round two, and it's going to be happening in June. Yep, you heard it. We're going to be doing another independent artist festival. It might not be a little bit of Gastonia, but it's going to be outside. Hopefully, that's what we're trying to get done. I'll give you probably too much now, but we are going to do another independent artist festival, and I want you to be for it because I have a whole slew of new artists that will be performing. But you know, Platinum Vibes is going to be up in the house. We'll be the house band as always for Independent Artist Festival, and they got a whole plethora of music getting ready to turn you on to. So we get ready to do it again, and it's going to happen again and again and again until we get the point across that this is not a one-year thing. This is not a five-of-the-night thing. This is going to be seriously. 515-659-653. Now, talking about the Confederate statue that sits outside of the Gaston County Courthouse. And this has been an issue 3 years. Been fighting about it. Other places around have decided to take their statues that pick anything negative about slavery, about bigotry, about hate, things down in their state, in their county, in their cities, in their town. But not Gastonia. Not Gastonia. Gastonia is sitting on this thing being there. And, you know, it has a space. It has a space in history, but not in front of a courthouse where you look to go and receive justice, where you look to be treated equal. Well, looking at that statue doesn't make you feel like you're going to be treated equal when you go in there, because it does not stand for equality. And for those who live in Planet Nine who says it does, I suggest you check deposit, because it does not say any of that. It does not show any of that. So y'all quit sitting up talking about it's heritage. Heritage, you need to hang your head now. You should hang your head low if that's your heritage. That's not your heritage. Because I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of friends who are Caucasian. And they're like, nah, that ain't my heritage. Why are some of you claiming that? I understand that. But this journey, so they had this council. The commissioners come up with a council of understanding. Like the Justice League, don't it? And when I was approached with being able to join Council of Understanding, it just felt like that. Like you was getting ready to join the Justice League, that you was getting ready to do something. You was going to be around the table with people who were wanting to be done, who were wanting to make sure that this statue, this of hate would be taken down and put somewhere. That's how I felt like I'm part of this Council of Understanding. Every time I say that, I think like a music playing behind kind of superhero music, the Council of Understanding. I wish I had a button for music. I'd do it every time I say that. And you would definitely see the humor stuff that happens. But I know a lot of you might have gotten a chance to watch the Council of Understanding sessions on Public Access TV, because they were aired on Public Access TV. Gastonia's Public Access TV were aired. So every time we meet, not closed, it was public. It was for the public. And when I tell you that I have never dealt with people with tunnel vision on a 1,000th level before in life, until then, I've never seen so many back door shady shakes. I never seen so many hidden agenda. I never seen so many for a show, public for a show displays of we want to fix this, but really don't. Because that's what I get from that. And I'll tell you why I say that. But before I get to tell you these wacky, crazy stories that I dealt with while I was in that council, let me back up. The young people and some older people was out protesting, wanting that statue gone. And the dedication that they showed was amazing. The dedication they showed was amazing. No one got violent. Now, if you get violent, I'm not talking about you because you're part of the problem. But the one did not get violent, and they showed each and every council meeting, showed up in every council of understanding meeting, they showed up each and every day to protest and to show that they are in unison that the statue must go. Those people, they get it. Now, there's some people in this area that just refuse to say anything. Refuse to use their voice, power of persuasion, or whatever the heck you want to call it. Refuse to just say anything. And I don't understand that. Maybe they didn't want to get in it. And I get that. They just didn't want to get in it. But if you can get on TV and can talk about all other non-sensible things, things that are not in the community, things that are just for show, and you have a chance to really make your voice impactful, why not do it? You gotta ask yourself that. Why do some people who have a loud mouth sometimes don't want to have loud mouth have that loud mouth? Why is that? Why is it that when the people are showing that they can be one? And don't get it twisted. This wasn't just black people out there protesting. This was white people. This was, I'm sorry, this was Caucasian people. This was Spanish-speaking people. This was Native American people. This was all sorts of people out there protesting like I ain't never seen in my life in Jackson County. People think it went to the extreme. But I ask, was there anything tore up? Was there anything burned down? Was there anybody hurt? Was there anything being broken into? No. If it's, I don't know about it. But from my, none of that. So in the bigger cities, they will get out about it. And I'm not saying that's right, because you tear down the wrong city. I don't know what logic that is to tear down city when you're mad. That's stupid to me. You tear down your city, then you end up getting what you want. Then what? Your city's tore down, and the stores that supported you are gone, and you're back to square one. So I think that's stupid like that. So y'all, please, whatever you do, if you're protesting, don't go out there taking stuff and fighting each other and everybody else. That gets you nowhere. That defeats what you. But that didn't happen here. Didn't happen here. And we're supposed to have had, I can't remember if it was 4 or 6 Council of Understanding meetings. Each meeting started off with what we thought about statue. Y'all, when I say you could have played some circus music and it was a 100% circus show, that's what it was. The more I think about it, the more I know that they expect that they spoke. They did not expect for people to be able to collectively think for themselves and come up with a conclusion that it needs to be gone. Now, when we learned the first time about being there, well, it wasn't really, but more or less of an opinionated book that almost everyone on that council, except for maybe three of us, four of us, decided we wanted that statue gone. The rest of them wanted it to stay. Okay? They wanted it to stay. We would show up. They would feed us. Skeptical about that. They would feed us. And everyone would sit and joke and hee-hee and ha-ha. Not everyone, but most of them. Most of the ones knew each other. Then you had a couple of chameleons that were sitting there on that council that kind of talk ways. You know who you are. Talk both ways. And I didn't quite get that. But for the most part, there was some trailblazers on there. And there was some go-getters on there that was not going to accept was told. But I got to take a break. But I'm going to tell you the one incident that really irks me to this day that I had to deal with at that council. Somebody that wasn't even on the council, y'all play me. I mean, they played me to couldn't be paid no more. And I looked at them like they were crazy. And I'm going to leave it at that, but I'm going to tell you the story when we come back from this. All right, I'm going to call us 515-609-653. You guys are definitely, and I'm going to stay with Jay. My hands,
was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact health consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Sandra Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in a Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
The show number to call 5-602-965. I'd like to take time real quick, guys, to thank Rock, Arkansas, South Chicago, New York, Florida, Tallahassee, that is Houston, Colorado, Bakersfield, California, Seattle, Washington. Thank you guys. And definitely Gaston, North Carolina. And shout out to Adam. I thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Please, 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 the show. Show is doing great things. And I know a lot of you have seen the post on my personal Facebook page. I think it's running on the J Radio Show page also about the new venture that I have going on with Abundantly Developed. I think that you guys are going to like it. I think you guys are going to like it. This is new territory for me of being a life skills coach. I think that it's going to be very lucrative. I think it's going to serve a purpose to the community. I know it's going to serve a purpose to the community. I think I'm going to be able to serve a purpose to some of you who reaches out. But there'll be more on that because the show is going to that form and then much more. I just can't talk to you about it right now. Real quick, I do, I see you guys want to hear some of the artist festival. I play some of the artist festival. But I want to tell you one particular story that actually got on my daggum nerves so bad at this Council of Understanding. So we've been in, this is like our second meeting. Now, this time, people were more calling each other stupid. People were more or less saying, I ain't got to listen to say. I had one guy that was on the council, literally, I guess because he was had a doctorate or whatever, to tell me that he more or less was telling me that he was not smart. More or less was telling me. And I more or less told him that, that he had no idea what he's talking about. And I told him that I'm smarter than him any day. And he challenged me to take one of his tests. And I looked at him and I said, you have to take it, we'll take it. I'll take it. And anyway, dude made me want to say something else to him on TV. I didn't say nothing to him, but I was going to say something else to him on TV. Sitting up looking all crazy, telling him, I'm, boy. About to get real black for a second. Black. That's what he was trying to do to try to make me come out of, and I wasn't want to do that. But anyhow, so had I, after the first time we had went, I had someone reach out to me. This lady reached out to me. And these stories about being there when it was brought to the city and why brought to the city and why it was to the courthouse and that they were on you know, a committee that did not want to house. And I was like, really? And she went on and I said, well, why was it moved? We voted for it to be moved and they moved it anyway. We don't know what was moved, but I was part of that. I said, oh, that's very interesting. I said, that's very interesting. And I said, do you mind speaking a little bit more about that? What's the family? I said, would you mind speaking a little bit more about that to me? So she did. She called me later. And I wrote pages of notes that she had sent me. All sorts of things. Well, after speaking with her, I really that thing definitely had no place there then. I knew it didn't. It really didn't have any place there after talking to her. And she was telling me all this. Like, okay, if she didn't want it there, people that she was with didn't want it there, why did it get moved there? She was on telling me that it's the courthouse where it's sitting now. So I took that permission back. Well, after I spoke, I can't even tell you the things, but I know I spoke and I know what I meant, and it comes with a little toot, give them a little toot. So me and one guy were going back and forth. I don't know why they like challenge me, maybe it was last name, but they wanted to challenge me. So after she told me, we met the next day. We were actually, I'm sorry, this was the first, the second meeting. This was the first meeting, and then we went to the second meeting. So we went back to the second meeting. And so after that meeting was over with, I told them what I come up with, what I was told, and, you know, they didn't want to hear it. By the time you tell me, he got a big long list talking about he studied. And he, this is what he spent his life studying. And everything he said on that council was slapped wrong. I don't know what he was studying. He must have been studying because he comes out telling mad jokes, and he just knew it was for real. And he got on my nerves too. But anyway, so she told me that, and I told them they were. That they could care less what she said, because it was really overwhelming that she told me. She just was somebody there. So outside, and of course, here's the media, and I'm doing interviews for the media, like a few outlets that went to interviews with me. So I've done the interviews, and I told the one, I can't remember which channel it was, but I told him, I said, well, I had to show me the information. I see her. She's sitting over there. And I'm like, okay. So they were like, so she told you that she was there, never wanted it. And I was like, yeah, but that's what she told me. And she told me that she had a process in that. And it was just not supposed to be where it is now. So, of course, the media jumps on it, goes over, and they talk. And I go over there. Hey, I said, they want to interview you about what you know. What you said to me. And y'all, when I tell y'all that I think or I thought I was in the Twilight Zone at the moment, G-Wagon got up there. And the first thing out of her mouth is, yeah, we never knew what it was about. We knew what it was about, what it stood for. It don't stand for that. I was there. We all agreed to give the cross as a gift, and I'm looking at her with a twisted mouth. I said, she don't got up here and don't told a whole story. Talking, he was looking at me, and I'm like, oh, she didn't get up here and told me something totally different. Tell him something totally different than what she told me. I had a note now of what she told me. So the camera hit on her. Boy, she in another dimension. Totally different for where it is right now. And I'm like, look, I'm like, doing. This is what we are going to do. So, of course, they were all over it. And she didn't talk to me anymore. She didn't talk to me anymore. But there was another one that sat behind me in the Council of Understanding meeting that done nothing but scold the whole time. Every time I would say something, that ain't what it is. I'm like, what? Why is she so much? Why are y'all letting her to us and we're supposed to be the Council of Understanding? To let a long story be short, we ended up in some of those boats. After speaking with a couple people and showing them how bad it was, one person, which was the riding boat, after me, went back and he read some history on it because he knew. He was from another country. He never knew. And when he come and read the history on it, he said he was sad. He was sad. What he had come up with and read that statue and the meaning behind it, of the statues around. It took him one night to read, one weekend to read, and he said he was sad, and he said that thing had to go. And we flipped the vote, and we had the majority of votes for it to be removed. Did they remove it? No. They put it behind so nobody would do nothing to it. And here we are, 2-3 years later, still talking about it. After cities throughout the nation have taken it down. Some places are like, you know, we ain't even going to replace it nowhere. Taking it down, getting rid of it. That's done. Why is such a hard decision here? Does that not tell you to tone of what is going on here? Does that not that we need to really grow our young people and educate them and prepare them what they are going to be faced with? Does that not tell you we need to learn how to vote the right way? Does that not tell you we need to educate ourselves who we want to speak for us? I know it was a lot of joking. I was joking around with this, that, and the other, with the stories or whatever. But I need for you to look at the big picture for you to understand that this is not a joke, that this is not hurtful, that this needs to be. We're supposed to be professional. We're supposed to be fighting about mess like that. And why should we have to fight for that? I don't know. Independent Artist Festival, guys. I'm going to switch gears because I don't like the energy. Artist Festival. March 26th at the Little Theater of Gastonia. It was absolutely amazing. It was a great show. We had so many artists that that showed up and showed out. The artists that were there, I'm telling you, it was a great show. We played a couple of pieces from the show. I'm going to play a little piece show, and let's see what I want to play. Let's see. I think that was the end. I don't like the sound. I don't like the sound I'm getting from this. Of course, y'all in my mouth. Let's see if we can't find one that really sounds. Fact, you got me playing. They not ready, bro. Y'all, I'm sorry. I got real quiet on y'all. That's what the festival do to y'all. Y'all should have been at this festival weeks ago. It was really, really, really nice. And that's my son you hear. Y'all, I'm telling you, hey, Platinum Vibe, they getting ready to do a jazz night in Gastonia. Y'all, I don't know if Gastonia ready. I don't know if Gastonia ready for these guys. Boy. That is, boy, just one of many of the ridiculously talented sets that were done in the act. Let me play one of the acts for you guys. Let's see if I can get to any of the acts. MP or MP3 format. For you guys, that's still in the works, B. We're gonna let the cat out the bag in about a week. Still in the works. They're getting ready to do the thing. Getting ready to be really, really interesting in Gastonia. Interesting. I don't know. I think that there's so many good things that happen in Gastonia, and sometimes they don't get the support that they probably deserve. And I think, oh, no doubt. And I think when people do not support their local artists, their local business, small business that is, when they don't do that, it says a lot about the climate in the area. It says a lot about how people feel about each other. And right now, we really need to support one another. I know I say this on the show. I say it a lot because I want you guys to understand that support is something that has to happen in order for positive progression to happen. Now, those that choose to support, if you don't want to support somebody, I'm not telling you you have to. But when you choose not to support somebody, and then when they start doing what you didn't want them to do or you didn't think that they were capable of doing, don't come trying to hop on that wagon. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't try to hop on that wagon. People do it all the time. They will downplay you. They will tell you you can't do something. They will tell you you're not good enough. But when someone else expectantly tells you or shows you that you are capable, that you can be successful, then that person that was saying you can't want to jump on and say, I knew you. Oh, man, go sit down. Some people out there, people do me like that. And I look at the crazy face, like, please go sit down. Please go sit down because I don't want to deal with none of that. You one of the main ones telling people what I couldn't do, what I shouldn't do, and what I'm lacking, and this, that, and other. Now, you sitting up about you down with it, and this, man, sit down. Down. Let's see if I can find one more from the festival, and there's something else that I need to really tell you guys about. Here's a performance. This is Alana. Let's see if I can get some volume. Volume with it, guys. I said I have an MP3. I will have an MP3. Y'all, that was her first performing in some years. And she came out of that to perform at the festival. So hats off to her. That was Alana Vargas, y'all. She performed at the Independent Artist Festival also. So I am happy with the festival. I'm happy. I'm really happy with the festival. I'm happy with the people that performed. I'm happy with the people that come out to support. It was a great thing. But we ain't done. We get ready to have another one soon, y'all. And then we're going to have another one in November. I'm telling you, I'm going to Festival YouTube this year. You are going to get all of it. And we are going to do great things in the community. Y'all are getting ready to be exposed to great energy. entertainment, see what Platinum Vibes is going to do in the community. Their jazz night's coming up, and it's going to be good, y'all. It's going to be great. They're very talented, and I can't wait to see what that means, them. So, hey, just support. That's all I say, just support. All you have to do is support. Support these guys. Support the artists. People that are doing things that nobody else is doing because it's needed. That's what's right. That's what's right. Look, guys, I really appreciate you for joining the show again. You guys, I do this show for you because there's not many platforms there. And I know there's some people that do this to get out or whatever. I don't care about that. I do this for you. I do this for the people. I give you a platform sometimes that you might not have. And I like streaming it. I don't stream all the time, but I do stream because I like connecting with you on Facebook and Instagram and every other platform that the show is streaming on. I really like being with you guys. I think I'm going to do it a lot more often. But I was ready to take another turn. What was that? I'm sorry. My cousin say the she announced that Cleveland Council of Aging will be hosting a pop shop on May 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Where is this pop shop going to be? You guys, all right? So I do the show. I love you guys. And I would not stop doing the show. It's going to be in Shelby, North Carolina. Because I'm going to reach out to you. You can come on the show and talk about it, okay? We'll talk about that. I want you to come on the show and talk about it. We'll talk about it. T.R. Harris Drive, Shelby, North Carolina. That's May 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. That's the Cleveland Council on Aging. And they will be hosting a pop-up shop on May 8th, that is, from 8 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Shelby, North Carolina, 100 Drive, Shelby, North Carolina. As I tell you guys each and every day, I love you. The greatest thing is the love of God because he gives it to me each, every day. And I will continue to do what I need to do for you guys and fight for you guys, fight with you guys. And we are going to win. That's what we're going to do. I promise you, we're going to win. They don't want us to. I love you guys. I will see you on Monday. You guys have definitely been live today with you. Have a great weekend. Do some productive. Burn knowledge. That's one. That knowledge. Yeah. All right, Facebook.